Happy Thursday. It is Greg Morgan here with a pair of Regina Red Sox tickets, along with a little Red Sox swag. If you'd like to attend a Red Sox game this summer with your family, well, here you go. Curry Field. That's where the action is. You're more than welcome to shoot me a text now. 1-877-300-7275. I'll take the 10th text through for some free Red Sox swag and tickets for an upcoming Red Sox game, all right? Okay, stop the combine, cue the confetti. Chapel Roan, the Grammy-winning Best New Artist, has officially name-dropped Saskatchewan in her new song, Subway. Yeah, this dropped yesterday and had everyone in the music world, particularly here at Saskatchewan, talking because she's teased the lyric not only with us now, and if you watch it, you can see it on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page. It's clearly all about Saskatchewan here, and she literally said in a recent interview a while back this.
Saskatchewan. I was like, it's in one of my new songs that hasn't come out yet. It's called The Subway. I was looking up at venues there to try to play a show there. I owe it to them. I can't sing a song about Saskatchewan and not go there and play a show.
So if she does come here to play a show, let's just hope it's not Sastel Center and more like the Brand Center. But if she moves here, like when you watch the video, you see her, the moving truck. You don't see her face, but her long red flowing hair is just kind of in the side of the truck out the window a little. And she's crossing the border into Saskatchewan. Imagine if Chapel Roan moved here. It got me thinking, what would we need for a good Saskatchewan housewarming gift? I thought about a case of Pilsner, and I thought, okay, if you want to get bonus points, put it in a foam cooler from PV Mart because they're gone now, but that would be so Saskatchewan. Regina-style pizza, you know what I'm talking about. You got to cut it squarely, right? Because that's our way, and make it nice and thick. And perhaps a bunny hug would be a good one. Maybe a handcrafted wheat sheaf. It's seasonal. It's symbolic. It would make a nice piece on the center of her table. Oh, and a VHS copy of Quartergas paired with a note that says, this is your new origin story.
Nothing exciting ever happens around here.
Hey, you kids! Get the F off my lawn!
Yeah, and maybe a laminated map of all the back roads that don't have cell service, you know? We're talking about a Grammy-nominated artist who paints her face like Ziggy Stardust. If anyone could pull off a glittery show in the middle of a wheat field, it is Chapel Roan. And now Saskatchewan is ready. There's a lot of excitement on social media building around this. Again, it's something you can view now on the CJME Morning Show Facebook page, but apparently she loves us.
I made a promise to them, 4 months is feeling and gone off this city. I'm moving to Saskatchewan.
Challenge now to you, 1-877-300-7275. What is a good Saskatchewan housewarming gift? Dean said it's got to be a parka. Thank you, Dean, for that one. That's a good one. Let's see here. Oh, a beer and Saskatoon pie, Chris said. Anyone else? Give me a shout. 1-877-300-7275. All right, last call for those Red Sox tickets, 1-877-300-7275. If you want to scoop up a pair, a little Red Sox swag as well. I want to bring Kevin Martell in now from the 980 CJME newsroom, an update on some breaking news this morning. Kevin, what's the latest?
There is an emergency alert this hour, and Mounties say this is related to a dangerous person armed with a rifle about an hour and a half or so northeast of Regina on the Musqueam First Nation. 28-year-old Elijah Albert is the suspect. You can see a picture of him. We have that up for you right now at CJME.com. Now, we don't know exactly what happened here, what prompted this emergency alert. Our newsroom is continuing to work on this morning, putting in a call with the Mounties, waiting to hear back from them to find out as well if anybody is hurt in this. We've also talked to a couple of counselors on the First Nation, but they've been too busy to speak with us, and perhaps rightfully so, as they continue to get all the information themselves. Stay with us. What the other thing that we can tell you, Greg, before I let you go, is that Mounties are saying to stay inside and lock your doors if you live in that area, and as well, don't pick up any hitchhikers. That's about all the very latest information we have for you in the newsroom.
All right. Greg. Thank you, Kevin. Again, that picture at cjme.com. More updates to come at the top of the hour. It's 7:54 now. We're just one more sleep away from the next Rider game, which is being billed as Christmas in July. Tomorrow's the 25th. 5 months till Christmas. So the countdown is on, and the Riders intending to have a little fun with that theme at tomorrow night's game. So I've seen them. The Rider store sold them in years past, and maybe you have one in your home, a Rider Santa hat. That's totally acceptable with your jersey tomorrow night. Santa may even be there on the sidelines next to Gander. Who knows? But they're going to have fun with that. And spoke with CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray earlier, and he was telling me how there's news that Sean Bain Jr. logged full practices but is out. Zach Fry is out now, too, because of a head injury. They spotted him at practice earlier this week. Jameer Thurman, at least available. Earlier in the week, we heard from Coach Mace, who confirmed that Kadeem Carey's injury is going to keep him out long-term, but they've got a running back, Mario Anderson, who actually impressed them at training camp in position to take over tomorrow.
It's just how it goes sometimes, but happy as ever to have him back. Excellent kid, knows the game, was an outstanding college player, and just needed an opportunity, and you know, this is one for him, so looking forward to seeing what he does with that.
We wish him well against the Elks, who may or may not start Cody Fajardo tomorrow night. Certainly Rider fans are hoping so. We've never gone up against him since he left Regina, so that would be a first. And would add to a little more drama for the game, too. Kickoff at 7, which means the Green Zone pregame show starts at 3. And hey, check your lottery! Got a lottery ticket? Somebody taking the money from Lotto 649 in Saskatchewan. There's another $100,000 winner. Someone got the extra just a couple of nights ago at the on the Tuesday Lotto Max draw. Someone here in our province won. Okay, we are monitoring breaking news this morning. The search is on for Elijah Albert, a 28-year-old who's believed to be armed with a rifle in the area of Musqueam First Nation, which is about an hour and a half southeast of us here. We're told police responded to a gun call. They got in a shootout with a suspect, one Mountie with a head wound, but is supposed to be okay. The search is now on to find this man. You can see his picture at cjme.com. And police believe he's possibly on foot or on a quad. And the police are warning everyone in the area to stay inside, lock your doors, your windows. And as we get more details, we'll let you know, too, here in at 980 CJME. It's a story that continues to develop, and as we get fresh details, we'll pass them on to you. But checking in with me now, our Garden Talk host every Sunday morning, Rick Van Duyvendyke. Rick, I thank you for being here, my friend. We are set to get a bit of a break from the smoke now, but has it done any damage, Rick, to our plants and gardens at all?
Well, yeah, it has to, because, I mean, you look in the Regina area, up to equivalent about a week, right? They're saying that we had smoke in the air. I mean, that amount of time, less heat, less sunlight, less everything. It just creates the plants to be a little bit behind. We're having lots of calls about, you know, tomatoes and cucumbers not flowering and not producing like they were last year. So, but you know what? We got some heat coming up, and things will catch up as long as, you know, you water consistently. That's the big thing, and that's the hard part about when it's so smoky and less sunlight, is that, you know, you set your automatic sprinklers or you got a schedule, and then you water so that the plants aren't being watered properly. So I always say stick your finger into the soil every once in a while and just check the moisture, because obviously with less sunlight, there's going to be, you won't need as much water. And but now we're going to start catching up, hopefully, and so making sure that you got some of that, you know, organic fertilizer with some calcium in it, and be consistent watering. Try to water in the morning if you can. Don't water in late at night, so that you keep, and don't water over top of the plants. Water at the roots, and then we'll get a lot of caught up. You'll be able to get those tomatoes and cucumbers.
Garden Talk host Rick Van Duyvendyke with us here. Some questions from some listeners. What's happening to the tops of Swedish aspen trees around town? They're starting to look a little dead. How concerning is this, or what's happening?
You know, just like the Dutch elm disease, the borer moves in as well. And the borer is an insect that basically, it's a little beetle that lays an egg, especially the aspens and some of the poplars in the top portion of the tree. and then they bore into the trunk. That's the larva stage of it, and then mine underneath, and they cut off the sap going to the top of the tree. And so when that happens, you'll see the top of the tree dying. And if you catch them early, sometimes what you can do, if you see a little bit of sawdust around the base, you can take some, it was called Dr. Doom, and it comes in an aerosol can. It has a little red straw in it, just like a WD-40 can. And you spray it into the holes, and then you can catch the insect as it leaves in the fall and goes down into the ground and then starts the cycle all over again. And either that, or you just got to, if the top is dead already, you just got to remove that top, because that's just a nesting area. And then one plant that's an option for, instead of the poplar, is trying something like a parkland pillar birch, which is more resistant to the boar.
So once it's dead, it's dead. Doesn't grow back.
Okay.
No,
it doesn't, unless it comes from the base.
From one.
But that top is dead.
From one beetle to another, controlling potato beetles. What do you say there?
Potato beetles, that's a question that keeps coming back over and over again. And number one reason is, the thing you can do is go out there and just start picking. That's the big one. Another thing you can do is that you just put a little coating of a mist of water on it, and then you sprinkle diatomaceous earth over top of the ground and over top of the plants. And it's an organic, almost like crushed up seashells, and it basically gets into the joints of the beetle and then takes care of them that way. Next year, what you want to do is you want to plant things like marigolds, or you can plant basil in between, or even put slices of onion in with the potatoes when you plant them. Those are all kind of things that you help deter the potato beetle from coming next year.
Don't let this go to your head, Rick, but every time you come on, I learn something. That is why you are the host of Garden Talk, and it's so popular. Two full hours Sunday morning starting at 9 here on 980 CJME. Thank you, my friend. Have a good weekend.
So you too. Bye-bye.
Let's go to the 980 CJME newsroom update of some breaking news with Kevin Martell.
Yeah, very new details coming in, Greg, this morning. We're learning from our sources a Mountie is hurt and in hospital this morning after a shootout with a suspect on the Musqueam First Nation about 90 minutes or so northeast of Regina. We are expecting the officer to be okay. That is the information that we have. There is an emergency alert out as far as the suspect is concerned. As far as we know, nobody is in custody yet, and they are looking for 28-year-old Elijah Albert. You can see his picture at CJME.com.
Okay, thank you for checking in, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME newsroom. Have you checked your junk mail of your email account? Perhaps it got lost there. The Hockey Regina registration is underway right now. You still have time, but the countdown is on. And Amanda Hungel from Hockey Regina, the executive director, wanted to remind us both. In fact, I got to say first, Amanda, who joins me now, happy anniversary. You got through your first year as in charge of Hockey Regina. And by all accounts, it was successful. How did you do it?
I think transparency, communication, member support, frontline support. And then, of course, all the things that are, hockey and sport related, development, competition, player experience. We want those to be top notch and as good as we can get them.
Well, I have personally talked to some parents who are very happy when they receive your emails. They do feel there's some transparency and like the way you're handling that. Have you had some good feedback from parents?
We have had some positive feedback. And, I think communication is key. And I want to relay those messages of what those objectives are we're trying to reach, the member input that is striving to meet the needs of, and how we're striving to get there.
How many kids are we talking about under the umbrella of Hockey Regina now?
Last season, we were around 2,350, and hopefully we're a little bit more this year. And so far through registration, we're about 75% of the way there.
And registration is still underway now?
It is. It opened on June 2nd, and it'll be open until August 27th.
How will this new season be different?
It's going to look and feel different sort of right from the get-go. We've switched technology providers. We're utilizing a local company, Team Linked. Lots of families will be familiar with them. Our first big process with them was registration, and we think it's going pretty great. We're really enjoying that partnership. And then right from evaluation, that's going to be a different look and feel this year, just in terms of different vendors and utilizing technology for better reporting, calculations, member feedback, those sorts of things.
What does evaluation look like? Some kids might be a little nervous to hear, okay, you're going to go be evaluated now. How do you make that comfortable?
Yeah, so just the look and feel, and that is trying to remove some of that intimidation. you know, provide those drills up front, provide pre-skates at U9 and U11 that walk through what those drills will be. Just trying to make kids comfortable and understand that it's necessary part of the season, but it doesn't need to be an intimidating part of the season. You know, we've got new tiering at our U9, U11, and U15 divisions. You know, the intent there, just providing older access points to hockey. We want to get more youth into the game. And it shouldn't be that you have to start that at U7. So we're excited to roll that out this year and partnering with, you know, Bauer First Shift. So folks that are first time to the game, youth, I think ages 6 to 11, that's really great programming. You know, they'll get all the gear from Bauer and 6 weeks of an introduction to hockey.
So what you're trying to tell me here, Amanda, is that there are those who are economically challenged and there are options.
Yeah, affordability is certainly on our mind. We want to strive to remove barriers to access hockey, and that's one of those points, and we think the Bauer First Shift program can help do that.
Amanda Hungel, Executive Director, Hockey Regina. Registration rolls on. Where do you find registration? And someone who is just entering the realm of Hockey Regina, what do they want to know and where to go?
Very straightforward, hockeyregina.ca. You'll see a great big registration button there, and then all the information is there. For in terms of evaluations, you know, we'll have all that information flowing through our team linked apps in mid, late August, early September, depending when your age division starts.
Amanda, I appreciate your time, and good luck year two as executive director. Keep it rolling.
Thanks, I really appreciate the time. Exciting things to come.